Hello, my name is Claire Pilikian, and I'm here with my colleague, Tony Hoskins, from the Counselling and Wellbeing team at the RNIB. Today we're going to talk about comfort eating and its relevance to blind and visually impaired people. This is part of our series on the Good Mental Health podcast. So, Tony, why do you think the topic of comfort eating is relevant to the blind and visually impaired?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, I think it's very relevant because when people lose their sight or their sight deteriorates quite significantly, life really goes through some very big changes. People lose a lot of independence and they lose a lot of confidence. You know, the things that they used to be able to do before, they can't do them anymore. So, for example, driving or hobbies or crafts or sports or going out independently, even things like shopping, food shopping. People have to depend on family and friends and other people to help them a lot. And another consequence of this is that then people can start to spend a lot more time isolated or on their own because their social lives change. And with this can come very difficult feelings, feelings of feeling depressed and low, feeling anxious and worried. You know, is my sight going to improve? How am I going to cope? Is this going to be what the rest of my life is going to be like? So that's why it is very relevant as well, because people find that they have a lot more time. But Claire, before we carry on, I wondered if you could first explain to us, what is comfort eating and a little bit more about why do some people comfort eat?
Okay, comfort eating, also known as emotional eating, is a pattern of behaviour where food is used to soothe stressful feelings. Some foods in particular, starchy, high fat and sugary foods, can temporarily numb our feelings, so it becomes a way to forget our problems. When people lose their sight, they often experience a range of difficult emotions. And if they don't have access to the right kind of support, it's understandable that they will turn to food as a source of comfort. If you think about it, for most people, food is easily accessible and it tends to have an immediate effect on our feelings. Because when we comfort eat, our brain releases pleasure chemicals. In a similar way that drugs and alcohol has an effect on how we feel. It can almost feel like emotional pain relief.
Yeah, and that sort of leaves me thinking about our relationship actually with food. And can you tell us a little bit more about what is the impact on our relationship with food when we lose our sight?
Yeah. When a person loses their sight, they have also lost their visual connection with food. They can't see what's on their plate anymore. They can't see if the food is cooked the way they like it or presented the way they like it. When eating, they experience a few accidents like dropping food or maybe spilling the sauce. Having to rely on other people to help can be particularly frustrating. And they may prefer to eat alone. And this is where their food choices might change, opting for easy to prepare food like ready meals, pizza, chips, crisps, biscuits and so on. Further down the line, this might turn into a habit of comfort eating.
That's interesting. How, you know, we're talking about it being quite habitual. But I was wondering, if it can become a habit, can comfort eating ever be harmful?
Comfort eating can easily become addictive, and that's the problem. It may seem like a simple way to feel better and cheer yourself up, but once the pleasure of eating has subsided, those original upsets are still there. It's very likely that after you have indulged in some comfort eating, you will feel worse than you did before. You may even feel guilty and regretful about the food choices. Psychologically speaking, comfort eating is harmful because you can become emotionally dependent on certain types of food, usually foods that have very little nutritional value. These foods can cause weight gain and ultimately have a negative impact on your health in the long run. Tony, do you have any helps, any tips or advice for people that want to stop this pattern of eating?
Yeah, there's three things I'd like to share with everybody today. The first one is just ask yourself the question, do I want to eat because I'm actually genuinely feeling hungry? Or do I want to eat something because I want to change the way I feel? Often, like you were explaining, Claire, we eat because we want to change the way we feel and not because we're hungry. So think about that. Just ask yourself that. The second one is more around the practical changes that people can make. Often when we can make practical changes, it can help us to feel a little bit more confident and independent to be able to eat with others, with family, friends, or in public. And some of those things you can do are, for example, wear darker clothes at meal times, because darker clothes are less likely to show up any spills or messes. You might want to take a look at the lighting contrast. So what is your lighting like around your table or where you're sitting? Because this can really help you to see your food. You might want to consider what is the color difference between the bowl or the plate or the crockery you're using to the tablecloth or the placemat. And also you can change the bowl or the plate. We're living in a wonderful time now where it's quite modern and fashionable to sort of eat your main meal in a shallow big bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to be traditional anymore about the crockery we choose. So think about what's going to suit you best. It might be better to have your soup out of a beautiful designer mug rather than to try and struggle with a spoon. And likewise with your knife, fork, and spoon, it might be that it suits you better to have something slightly larger, or it might be that it suits you to have something smaller. I do know of some blind and partially sighted people who actually take a fork or a spoon with them when they eat out, because it's less fiddly using the crockery that they know and the cutlery that they know, rather than to struggle with what's been provided for them. And my final suggestion that I'd like to share with people listening today is to eat mindfully. It's a buzzword. It's been around a while. But basically what it means is to eat slowly and to focus on what you're doing. So one of the ways that we can slow down our eating is by chewing our food more before we take the next mouthful, or to put our knife and fork down between each mouthful. What this does is it helps our bodies to send the signal to the brain for when we feel satiated, when we've had enough. And when we can pick up on those signals, we're less likely to eat more, and we're less likely to overeat and comfort eat. Also, try and not be distracted when you're eating. Don't eat in front of the telly or while you're on the go or while your attention is actually drawn towards something else. And Claire, you said something really interesting earlier, that eating is the biggest is our visual connection with eating. We lose that when we lose our sight. And that is very true. But eating is not just a visual connection. It's also a sensory experience. And when we can tune into that sensory experience, we will probably enjoy the experience a lot more. So by eating more mindfully, we can think about what the food tastes like, what it smells like, what the textures are like. Mm-hmm. And this can give us a better experience. But I wanted to hand back to you, Claire, and ask if people are interested in finding out more, mm-hmm. or if they actually think that they do comfort eat and would like to look into more support, is there a few places that people can contact?
Yes, there is, yes. If you want to find out more about comfort eating and other eating behaviours, the RNIB has a selection of books in alternative formats and you can find them on our website, which is www.rnib.org.uk, or contact the RNIB customer helpline, which is 0303 123 9999. Now, additionally, if you would like further support, you can contact Beat Eating Disorders. Now, their website is beateatingdisorders.org.uk, and I'll spell that BEATEATINGDISORDERS. And their helpline number is 0808 801067.